We continue where we left off with that report coming from the city, the very first city market here in the capital.
Yeah, it is very, very cool. Do you think the city needs to host more opportunities like this for residents?
Yeah, sure, because a lot of people can't really like find employment, but there are people who interest things, and this would be like a fun way to like display what they have to like offer themselves.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
To offer them. So, and how important is such markets to promote entrepreneurship? You see, there's a lot going on. People are selling different kinds of stuff. How do you think entrepreneurship is being marketed through this initiative?
Through this, some people might cause buy a store, not buy something.
Yes.
They might take the contact details of the person.
Yes.
And contact the maker for whatever they're selling. So it's like a great way to advertise.
Yes, ever they're selling.
Yeah, so it's like very important to get your name out there.
It's
yeah.
And as you heard right there, that was as the very first City of Windhoek City Market, here in the capital, is or has already kicked off. Now, that's on this Friday session of Business at 2. That's how we begin the session. Now, heading into our next item that takes us into a look at mental well-being and also mental health well-being, a recently launched initiative by the music industry sees how there can be more support to artists as well as also the daily strains and monthly pressures that they go through. For more, let's have a listen to this report.
The Speak Out, Seek Help or SOSH initiative was officially launched today in Windhoek, and speaking at the event was Dr. Veronica Theron from the Office of the First Lady, Naftali Amukelele, professionally known by his stage name Dinaf, and Ms. Zelnadia Duval from Lifeline Childline. The SOSH Music Festival aims to spread mental health awareness in collaboration with various artists.
A hearty thank you to Dinaf Entertainment, specifically Pastor Dinaf, your wife Lady D, also a dear colleague of mine. First of all, allow me to commend and applaud Dinaf Entertainment for such a significant initiative. Usually, topics like this is addressed by government. And there is a notion that all the problems, especially the social pathologies in our communities, should be addressed by government. In the Office of the First Lady, we believe in smart partnerships. And we are humbled to be approached by artists, pastors, social workers, in your own right. Because so often, we just run our own race. We have tunnel vision. We want to make money because of the socioeconomic climate in our country. And it is heartwarming to see that despite all the other components of your work, that you still are worried about the community, that you still are worried about the inner voices, as was mentioned by of one individual. And smart partnerships for us are sometimes unconventional. It is not your typical donor. It is not your typical mental health professional. In the office, we don't have the mandate to work on mental health and gender-based violence. But we saw the low-hanging fruits. We saw the gaps in the system. We saw a platform to make a difference. And I think that is exactly the same in your case. So with the assistance and the support of so many other partners like yourself, we are willing to provide psychosocial support, court work, advocacy, capacity building and specialized training. And we are also fortunate to have in-house mental health professionals and able to refer even to private psychologists. Many of them that are willing to do pro bono work. That's the partnership I want to emphasize today. We also like our interventions to be evidence-based, and therefore we do professional and scientific research, again with other partners like UNAM and other consultancies. Now in Namibia, if we look at the current situation regarding mental health, I think we face a very bleak picture. We have high rates of sexually generated violence, that's no secret. We have high rates of alcohol and substance abuse. We have high rates of divorces. We have high rates, suicide rates, lately in the papers, amongst men. My experience in the office is amongst youth, because there's a definite increase in the reports of mental health challenges, suicide attempts and ideation amongst youth. Now, if we look at what we had before COVID and what COVID came to add and exaggerate, no wonder that the report rates are increasing. Now, what we see in the office as the felt needs of our clients, our target audience, I think it's the tip of the iceberg, because there's such a big stigma on mental health. It's if you seek professional help, you're crazy, there's something wrong, you cuckoos, all those words. And it is events like and campaigns like SOSH that can demystify those stigmas, where you can say, we are not superhuman beings. Even if I work in the office of the First Lady, I can have challenges. Even if I'm Dinah, the successful artist, I can have challenges in my personal life. And I think we must create platforms like this where we can sit in a safe space and say, I'm struggling, I'm overstressed, I'm overwhelmed. And that's why we could not miss this opportunity to jump on the wagon and to say, here we are, we can offer what we have. And I always challenge the community to say, what do you have in your hand? Dinah, Lady D, they have a mic, they can dance, they have a stage, they have a great marketing person and stuff. And I always say, give what you have. If I have 1,000, I cannot give you millions. But part of that 1,000, I can share. And I can testify today how just being a shoulder for some of the young people, the people that reach out to our office, the survivors of sexual violence, listening attentively, giving them the space to talk and to vent. Practical things. In the office, we also like to be pragmatic. So I cannot tell somebody that's depressed, bipolar, anxiety attacks and stuff, give you a million to go and solve your economical challenges. A hearty thank you to Dinah Entertainment, specifically Pastor Dinah, your wife Lady D, also a dear colleague of mine. First of all, allow me to commend and applaud Dinah Entertainment for such a significant initiative. Usually, topics like this is addressed by government. And there is a notion that all the problems, especially the social pathologies in our communities, should be addressed by government. In the Office of the First Lady, we believe in smart partnerships. And we are humbled to be approached by artists, pastors, social workers, in your own right. Because so often, we just run our own race. We have tunnel vision. We want to make money because of the socioeconomic climate in our country. And it is heartwarming to see that despite all the other components of your work, that you still are worried about the community, that you still are worried about the inner voices, as was mentioned by of one individual. And smart partnerships for us are sometimes unconventional. It is not your typical donor. It is not your typical mental health professional. In the office, we don't have the mandate to work on mental health and gender-based violence. But we saw the low-hanging fruits. We saw the gaps in the system. We saw a platform to make a difference. And I think...
Thank you very much, Erica Solomon. And Zerman, thank you so much for the powerful and very truthful statement you made. And also to our doctor who spoke before us and made everything so easy for me. My name is Naftali, as you have heard, Naftali. I'm the one that is on the ID. I'm popularly known as Dina, and I'm the CEO of Dina Entertainment. And when our previous speakers were speaking, thoughts were coming to me. I'm like, how did you guys come about having an event like that as artists? And I'm glad that some of the questions were already answered by saying, I never thought that musician or partner in this institution that are all professionally involved in dancing and their day-to-day events. Now, it has been alleged that many musicians, because of their standing in society, because of their status in society, are finding it very difficult to seek mental health help. And this means it goes also with the pride of the person, not that he's pride in the negative, is because he is portrayed, this person, and on social media, is this big person, is this big artist. He wouldn't want the public to know that he's going through something, because then he might think it will affect his deliverance to the public. But now, what they rather prefer is to go for private counseling and seek for mental health help from private institutions. Now, these institutions are very costly because you have to pay a lot of money to be able to see these private institutions. And that is where we come in as Dina Entertainment. Because as you will be hearing now that we have got a concert coming up on the 8th of October, that will be the Manpower Convention Center. And I'm glad the speakers have already mentioned that we are not going to have a gospel show. We're going to have a mental health music event. We have got music artists and musicians from all backgrounds. And I'm glad some of them are here. We have the Papa Shkongeli. Those are traditional singers and musicians. Then we have other artists like Rashihana. They will be there. We have Lady May Africa, Lady Diana. We have Sally Boy there. We want to bring as many people as possible from different backgrounds because we want to make a statement. Now, during the COVID-19 pandemic, the country was shut down. And when the country was shut down, it affected a lot of us. Because now most musicians, they don't have an inflow of cash. They make their money solely from music shows and concerts. And when the pandemic hit the world, we couldn't get in touch with our fans and be able to interact anymore. And for almost 3 years, there was no income for many musicians. And then that's when most of them went into depression and they developed mental health. Let me answer this question for somebody who is saying, how did you come in again as the company? We personally have spoken to most of our friends in the industry who went through the same process, one-on-one, and they opened up to us. Now, you have heard that I work for the ministry, so I'm not a professional counselor. The people who spoke before me, that is what they do every day. So we came into this to say, since we are the one meeting our fellows on stage, backstage in the studio, travel around the country and around the world, we can hear from them listen to them and then send them to the right people. As we are raising funds through our sponsors and the events that are unfolding, some of the money will be used to pay for the services, strictly for musicians and people in our industry. Because like the doctor said before, we all have something. We have an industry, our industry is the music industry. And everybody has their own industry. You also maybe the transport industry, and you can speak to the transport people. But for us, we say, what is the use of making so much money and releasing so many albums and not be able to enjoy it in the next 2 or 3 years? We have witnessed some of our close friends and families commit suicide in the industry. So we are saying and calling upon all sponsors out there who are still willing to come on board to join us as we tackle this subject of mental health. Now, the event is taking place on the 8th of October, just 2 days before the World Federation. World Mental Health Awards, Suicide Prevention Day, which is on the 10th of October. So we're actually doing it at the right time, the right week. And there's already a thing that is out there, making mental health and what? An issue or an opinion for all. Okay? That is from the World Federation of Mental Health. Now, we would really, really like to thank all our people that have partnered with us. We have already had, we have Lifeline Chadha. Then we have Break Free, which is under the office of this lady. We have others that are here to confirm, we can only mention their names once they have responded. And on the main day, you will be able to see and also hear from them. There will be other people that will be speaking, there will be other musicians that will be speaking and sharing their stories. So thank you very, very much for coming and for being able to partner with us, the media, the member of public and our fellow musicians.
Now from there, we'll quickly step into a short break, and from the break, we'll come back right after this.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
But how can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the R.
Returning back from the break, the Roads Authority has announced the launch of their own online vehicle license renewal service. Now, the Roads Authority noted that because of COVID-19, which has accelerated the growth in the digital and e-commerce sectors, with more of their clients preferring to shop and access essential services online, the new full renewal process includes the payment, which will include a payment function, can be done by any Namibian registered vehicle owner from anywhere in the world and at any time from the comfort of their own homes. For this, let's hear what the Roads Authority indicates on this new technology platform.
Now, with this system, how will it work for those out there? Just to give us a rundown, how will this system work?
Basically, you'll have to go on our website, society website, which is www.ra.org.na, and then click on the link that says online services. You then have to register. And then you just follow the process on there. So everything is basically on the system. You must just register. It's like those ones who are already doing banking with FNB.
Was the inspiration behind taking this direction of motorists no longer having to go to NATES and then renewing their vehicle license?
Okay. Now, basically, we are moving with times. People are going digital. So we are, that's like a broader vision at the Roads Society, that we continue to grow as an organization and to come up with innovative systems to ease the congestion at our offices. So basically, that's one of the things that inspired us. We also noticed that with COVID-19, many people preferred to stay home. People started working from home. People started going online. So that was part of inspiration as well. Mm-hmm. So basically, we want to take nature services to the people all the time. And by introducing these online services, it's part of our strategy to do that.
Yes. Now, once I go to the platforms of Roads Authority and get myself registered and then follow the process, when it comes mm-hmm. to the printing out of this vehicle license, do I then have to do it myself?
No, you do not have to. You're not going to do it yourself because license discs are printed on a special paper that mm-hmm. is called face value. And the printing of this can only be done at native offices because we want to obviously minimize fraudulent activities. So once you've registered and you've paid and we've sent you a receipt, you part of this process is that your license will be delivered via mail post to either your house or to your workplace. But then obviously you need to put in the delivery address where you want it to be delivered. And the maximum waiting period is 5 days. That's why we are urging people not to wait until the vehicle licenses have expired mm-hmm. before they go online to renew. Because the waiting period is plus minus 5 days, as I've said, because your disc will be delivered through NAMPOST.
With the disc being delivered through NAMPOST, who carries that uh-huh. cost of delivery?
The client. An additional fee of $100 will be charged to use the system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that additional $100 is just purely for delivery cost. But then remember that despite the online services, clients are still welcome to go to a native office to renew.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like we have stopped renewing at the office. So those clients who don't want to carry the extra cost, they can go to any native office to still renew their licenses. Maybe I can just say that we started yesterday. The system went online, and one or two people experienced technical issues. But then before any client starts to use the system, we have a folder on the website, frequently asked questions. So maybe we just want our clients to just read the frequently asked questions. There we have all the information where we are explaining the process and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also an email address that will act as a call center or a help desk. So if any client experiences any issues while trying to register or trying to pay for the vehicle license, they must please just send their query.
Works and Transport Minister John Mutorwa launched the new system yesterday at Ondangwa.
What we are gathering here for is now one aspect of opening up to those people who have got the means not to go and queue, but online, that you can access certain services, maybe in the comfort of your office or wherever you are. And I think native people through the Roads Authority deserve a round of applause.
Now, on that note, it brings us into our final item here on the Business at 2, wherein we head into our economic indicators as well as also taking a look at some of the currency moves up or down and also commodity prices. And as we do with every Business at 2 session, we end off with the economic indicators as well as also some of the commodity prices and currency exchange rates happening all around the world. Now, starting off in Namibia firstly, where the city of Windhoek has indicated that it has no plans to install a 5G network in the capital, but will move ahead with the operationalization of its own fiber project. This was confirmed by the municipality's spokesperson, Harold Aquinye, who said the municipality currently plans on only upgrading and expanding the existing network infrastructure to address concerns such as insufficient bandwidth, increased network speed, and upgrade old infrastructure. Now, this comes as the municipality maintained at its council meeting held earlier this week that it had not approved the 5G project, nor is it going to procure 5G equipment, and has not entered into a memorandum of understanding under this connection. as it has been reported. End of quote. Now, the license that was awarded to the City of Windhoek allows for the provision of comprehensive telecommunication services, including the construction and maintenance of networks facilities, mobile or fixed line telephony services, and is valid for 15 years. Taking a look at the Namibia Stock Exchange, local and overall, where the overall had performed a slight bit badly for the previous trading session, recording a minus 1.32% in its day session. For the NSX local, however, it recorded a positive, but just slightly positive than yesterday's performance, recording 0.02% in terms of its day's trading. Heading to South Africa at the Johannesburg Stock Exchange All Share, where the JSE All Share ended down minus 1.84%, while the JSE Top 40 was lower at minus 2.01%. The industrials sector was down by minus 1.71%. Financials were also down by a third of a percentage point, recording a minus 0.32%, and resources were lower at a mammoth minus 3.59%, while gold miners had moved lower to almost a negative 5% in its trading session's performance, recording a minus 4.51% for its session. Heading into the global markets and what they recorded for their sessions, wherein the Shanghai Composite had gained a positive 0.28% for its session, the Hang Seng had fallen by minus 0.62%, and the Nikkei 225 had risen by 0.04%. Now, the Dow Jones in the US, or the platforms in the US markets, indicated where the Dow Jones rose by a positive 0.46%, the NASDAQ had fallen by a negative 0.26%, and the S&P 500 had gained a positive 0.30%. And this all culminated with at least $61.55 billion being traded on the S&P 500. Now, the Stock 600 in the European zone was down by a negative 1.18%, while the German DAX was down by a negative 1.60%. And the French CAC 40 was also down by a minus 1.48%. Now, the FTSE 100 had concluded in its trading session down by a negative 1.86% in the UK platform, while a total of £3.27 billion was traded for that session. Into the commodity pricing and also currency, and also current currency exchange rates, we take a look at the commodities first, with spot gold having performed a lot better than the previous session of yesterday, recording a positive 0.10 percentage point in terms of their performance for the previous trading session. Platinum also recorded a positive, with a positive 0.34%, with followed by palladium, that was one of the big movers, with a positive 1.17%. Silver also, on the other hand, recorded a positive 0.27% for its trading session, while uranium had the biggest jump from its constant negative of recording platforms or negative recording statistics, jumping by a mammoth positive 2.62%. However, for Brent crude, they almost achieved a full-on 2% improvement, recording a positive 1.91% in that move. However, for iron ore, they recorded the biggest drop in terms of recording a negative 3.15% for its trading session and performance, while copper also recorded a negative 2.49% for their session. Natural gas was almost a full percentage point, only recording a negative 0.59% in terms of its day's trading, while rhodium spot didn't indicate any major changes from the previous day's session. On the currency exchange rates, we take a look at some of the major currencies performing, especially against the Namibian dollar, and then also the major currencies, or the US dollar against some of the major currencies. Now, for the Namibian dollar up against the US dollar, you will get 17.30 Namibian dollars for one US dollar. For 1 euro, you will get 17.24 Namibian dollars for 1 euro. For one British pound, you'll get 19.98, almost bridging or touching just slightly the 20 Namibian dollar mark. While for one Chinese yuan, you will get 2.5 Namibian dollars for 1 yuan. For one Russian ruble, you will get 0.28 cents on Namibian cents. for 1 Japanese yen, you will get 0.12 Namibian cents. For the US dollar up against the euro and the British pound, for 1 euro, you will get 0.99 US cents. For 1 British pound, you will get 1.15 US dollars for 1 British pound. That brings you up to the end of today's session of The Business at 2 here on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM. And stay tuned for the rest of your programming on your number one talk radio station as we still continue with more programming to follow after this short break. Stay tuned.